there's plenty to be afraid of, that's for sure. Hello there, this is Dr. Pete Pavelic. Thank you so much for joining me for this edition of The Daily Devo. As always, I want to remind you, come over and connect with me. Visit me over at pastorpete.org. That's my website. I have some books and other resources there that you might find of interest as well. But if you want to contact me for any reason, that's the best way to get a hold of me, pastorpete.org. Today I want to read to you from the book of Psalms, a place that I go many times for my meditation. In fact, almost every day I read something out of the Psalms, and today I was reflecting in Psalms 56, and I was thinking about all the different things there are in the world to be afraid of, all the things that I have personally been afraid of throughout my life. I mean, some of my earliest fears were, like many people, I was afraid of the dark. I was afraid of being alone. I can remember as a child wanting to sleep with the radio on in my room. So if I woke up in the middle of the night in a dark room, I would not feel as alone and not feel as scared, right? There are relational things that are easy to be afraid of. There are people that we know don't like us or don't care for us. And when we're in a room with them or in a position where we have to interact with them, maybe a level of fear and anxiety enters into our life. There are financial things and economic things and political things and just all kinds of things in this world that bring fear into our life, because we live in a fallen world. We live in a sinful world, and it's easy for the enemy to overwhelm us with a sense of fear. And so today I want to read to you what the psalmist said in Psalms 56. I'm going to start in verse 3. Just read verses 3 and 4, and I hope it'll bring some comfort to you today. If there's something in your life that you're fearful of, and if there's nothing today, perhaps this will be a blessing for you tomorrow or the next day or the next day. So you might want to highlight it and make a mental note of this. Psalms 56, verses 3 and 4. The psalmist says, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" When I am afraid, I will trust in you. That's the attitude, that's the posture, that's the position you and I should take. We should stake everything on that. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. When I'm overwhelmed, I will trust in you. Whenever I'm in a difficult position with another person, I will trust in you. Whenever I'm in a difficult financial position, I will trust in you. When the candidate I voted for doesn't win and things don't go my way in the election, I will trust in you. I'm going to put my hope and my trust in you, because you have earned my trust. You've earned that in my life. I will trust in you. I will trust in your word. I will trust in your faithfulness. I will trust in who you are. I will trust in your character. I will trust in that I know you love me and care for me, that you will not leave me or abandon me or forsake me. I will trust in you. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. Take that posture today. Cast your fears on to the Lord. Visit him in prayer. Let him know what you're scared of, and let him know you will trust in him. Come over and visit me at pastorpete.org. We'll see you again tomorrow. God bless.